Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
Cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Good morning, happy Wednesday. It's all business today on The Upswing. No, we don't have President Biden booked on the show. He's not in town yet. But there's always this wonderful energy when a president visits a downtown. You can feel it today. It's really cool to see. But we are all business today on The Upswing. Even more so today, because we have Mark Cass joining us. Mark's a regular guest here on WTMJ and a news partner, and he's editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal, a role he's had since 2003. Before that, he was the newsroom's managing editor at the Business Journal and a reporter, so he knows how to ask the right questions. He's involved and truly has this unique lens in the community and is out and about each and every day, finding the stories and making things happen. He's a UWM grad. Tough shooting night last night, Mark. And, they were there. They were there. Tough one. But it's a bright future for the Panthers. And as a passionate college basketball fan myself, I love to see kind of the rise and tides lifts all boats mentality for all programs here. He also spent some time as a lobbyist in town. And he's truly, as I said, connected and committed to the Wisconsin and Milwaukee business scenes in a ton of different ways. He's always on the go, though. And Mark Cass is one of these guys that if I don't see him every day or every week, like just keeping up with him on social media or on the pages of the Business Journal, online or offline, it's an adventure because I never quite sure where he is. Daily, he's hosting roundtables, he's meeting with business leaders, he's attending events. So I wondered, you know, what would 24 hours with Mark Cass look like? And then I thought, I don't know if I want to spend 24 hours with him.
8 hours of sleep, so you don't really want that.
So instead, today on The Upswing, we're going to see if we can go 24 questions with Mark Cass. It's ambitious, I know, but we're goal-oriented here at The Upswing. So here we go. 24 questions with Mark Cass from the Milwaukee Business Journal. I'll try to count them off. We'll see if we can stay on task. Number one.
Goal. Gotta go with the goal.
Number one. So yesterday you held a big CEO roundtable in downtown Milwaukee. Yep. What are some of the most significant trends you see shaping Milwaukee and downtown?
You know, right now it's all about headquarters, right? It's all about new workers. We're getting so many new companies or companies who are moving back to the downtown. Obviously we saw it with Milwaukee Tool. We saw it with right here in this building with the Fiserv. We saw it a couple weeks ago with Enerpac. You know, hundreds and hundreds of new workers are coming into downtown, which is a reverse of the trend. I mean, think about 20 years ago. They were all going out to the suburbs, right?
Yeah.
Now they're all coming back in. And what's great about it is it's energy and activity. The thing you talked about, it's every day. It's coming into this food hall every day throughout the day and seeing those workers. So what we talked about at the roundtable was kind of why that's happening and kind of who's next and where's next. And it's really Westtown. Westtown has become the old East Town. Think about 8 or 9 years ago. East of the river was the hot place, right? Everything was happening east of the river, whether it was, you know, the art museum, the Pfister, everything there. I remember speaking to people about things that happened west of the river. They said after 6 o'clock, you just roll up the streets. You know, really nothing happens. You know, but now look, 8 years later, you have the MSO.
Yeah.
You have the expanded convention center. You have the food hall. You have the offices and the residences here. There was so much energy and activity, and it's just moving west.
Yeah.
Because you have the convention center expansion, and then after that, you have the Iron District. So there could be even more here. So to me, kind of the theme I'm hearing about downtown is it's back. It's coming back. But the most important thing, I think, is workers. Workers who are here every day, who spend money downtown, who work downtown, who park downtown, and hopefully will come here downtown for sporting events and other things on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. All right. We are one question in.
One question
24
in.
Questions. Whew. With Mark Cass. Man, we have 23 more to
I
go.
I need shorter answers, clearly.
This is The Upswing. We'll be right back after this break. We're back. This is The Upswing. We are joined today by Mark Cass, editor-in-chief at the Milwaukee Business Journal. We're attempting to do 24 questions with Mark Cass. It's incredibly ambitious for the amount of time we have, but I saw on Business Journal today, Mark, a story about Kohl's and kind of revamping what their retail mix looks like, moving away from activewear to a little bit more professional gear. Right.
Isn't that funny?
What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, like, 3 years ago, it was the exact opposite. I can remember right in the middle of COVID, I actually did an interview with the CEO, and she said, we're going activewear. Everyone's staying home. Everyone's in their sweats.
Right.
No one's getting dressed. Well, now we're going back to the office, so now we're going the other way.
Yeah.
Kohl's really has to transition. Kohl's has struggled online, and that's where, obviously, a lot of retail sales happen. So they've gone through a lot over the past couple of years. We've written about it. Everyone's talked about it. You know, so the future of Kohl's is interesting, and they just have to adjust. I think the smartest thing they ever did was to work with Amazon, because that really helped them, and then also with Sephora, which has been very good for them.
Yeah.
So they're trying these kind of national partnerships to have you in the store. But where they have struggled is online. They still don't have a great online experience.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they do big volume, but enhancing that experience, the customer experience, the user experience, and then drawing it into the physical stores, I think, is really key.
Because think about, when's the last time you shopped in a store?
Yeah, not a whole lot. You know, being downtown every day, you walk through, but I don't always make that physical choice.
And it's so easy.
Bringing those two together.
I mean, it happens all the time in our household. How about yours? My wife, 6 o'clock at night, will be online. She'll grab something. She'll buy it. 6 o'clock in the morning, it's there.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. Why would you leave?
Yeah. Well, and Kohl's is also adding a Babies R Us component to kind of drive the family-friendly environment, too, because obviously they have stores all over the country. So that's a big component,
too.
It's an
important company. We sometimes overlook how important they are here. They have a lot of employees still out in Menomonee Falls. They have a lot of stores in Waukegan. Their success is important to us. Their long-term local ownership is important to us. So it is a story to watch.
Yeah. Well, and talk a little bit about, you know, we're talking about physical and online.
Right.
Kind of your vision for the future of the Business Journal.
Yeah.
Obviously, still printing a weekly print paper.
Yes.
And then focusing online. Yeah. Where do you see that going from a print standpoint?
Yeah, we're
going
to have a print. I mean, online is incredibly important. Every day, every hour, every minute, we're online and we're breaking news and we're writing news. But our print edition is still very important to us. We still make a lot of money on our print edition. Our readers still expect a print edition. I get probably 4 requests a month to have a story in our paper first, in the actual hard copy of the paper, not online first.
Hmm.
So there's still, our average reader, Jeff, spends about almost 40 minutes a week reading our paper, either the hard copy or online in the e-edition. They go every page. And they circle things, and they rip out things, and they forward it through. So there is still a readership for print.
Yeah.
You just have to know kind of how to mix the two. And I think what we've done well at the Business Journal is we've mixed the two.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the dynamics of the media space today. You have to kind of be in all worlds at the same time, and you have to learn to leverage one, whether it's content or advertising, and they got to all work together.
You have to do both. And you have to know what your reader wants. You have to ask your reader. I think some of the media doesn't do this. You have to ask the reader what they want, how they want it, you know, whether it's emails, whether it's through the hard copy. I mean, people nowadays have their news in so many different ways, and you have to know that. And you have to just, the thing I think we are really okay at the Business Journal is asking our readers, how do you want this news? What's, you know, kind of what are the issues? And the other thing we do, I think, well, hopefully, is we ask for their input. We ask for their opinion. I'm not a fan of trying to be somebody who lectures people,
right,
who says, here's how you should vote. Here's how you should think. I want to hear from our readers. We have a lot of smart readers, some really smart readers. I want to hear from them because I think all of us can learn from them.
Yeah, and I would say the media should continue to be a conversation, not always a sermon. And you want to have ways to bounce back, and including, you know, as we go on with our 24 questions, there's no way I'm getting to 24 questions, but the WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. To have that conversation piece, if you have questions about the business world in Greater Milwaukee for Mark Cass, please chime in and we'll do our best to integrate them into our questions. So what were some of the other conversations at the CEO roundtable yesterday around specifically housing in downtown Milwaukee?
We had some good discussion about the influx of apartments. So many apartments are being built. So many high-end apartments are being built. Think about with the thing on the lakefront, with the Couture. You have the Heinz Project in the Third Ward. You have the Ascent. You have the new one that's going to be built right on the river next to the Market Center with the Neutral Project. So many high-end apartments. And the question was, why so many high-end? And is there a way to get more affordable or kind of what's called the workforce housing? Because as these workers work downtown, we need places for them to live.
Did you hear any solutions there? Or, I mean, was there a lot of concern from the CEOs? Or did you hear, like, wow,
definitely concern.
There's opportunity?
I think it's the cost factor for them. And for them, it's more help from the city. And the city hasn't helped as many housing projects. As the theory is, why should we help housing projects? Let's help more of the office building, something that adds more to the tax base. So they're saying that at the cost points for them, they have to charge these high rents.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, who's going to rent all these units? You see what's going on at the Heinz Project and the Couture Project and the Ascent Project on the high end, $12,000 a month or higher.
Right.
Maybe that's you, Jeff, but it's not me.
Because
I'm not sure who's living in them. And, you know, I ask and they say some of it's coming out of Chicago.
Yeah.
Some money's coming out of the suburbs. Okay. At some point, $12,000 a month, you could own a heck of a house.
Right. Yeah. You want those units to be full. Full-time and not just rented by people where they're coming in and out, right?
Exactly.
For sure.
So to me, that's the most important question over the next couple of years. What happens to these apartments? Who fills them? And then on the other end, older apartments, how do they respond?
Yeah.
Free rent, other incentives. You're seeing some of that already.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back. A 40 under 40 preview and much more with the chief executive editor of the Milwaukee Business Journal, Mark Cass. This is The Upswing. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined today by the editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal, Mr. Mark Cass. So, Mark, how have you seen kind of entrepreneurism and small businesses evolve in your time at the Business Journal?
It's really, in Milwaukee, it's really increased. You're seeing a lot of small businesses open. I mean, a lot of efforts that are out there to help them. I mean, we see it here at the Food Hall.
Yeah.
All these restaurants. These are entrepreneurs. These are locally owned small businesses who start here and hopefully end up in a storefront. So I think you see, you know, a good environment, harmed through COVID, of course, because it was just harder to operate. But I think we're seeing good strength come out of it. I mean, Milwaukee's always good because we're not the highs of the East Coast. We're also not the lows of the East Coast. We're pretty steady. You know, we have a pretty good economy right now. There is some concern still about kind of later in 24, kind of about a recession. But I think even if we have a recession, it's going to be mild. And yet, I think we'll be pretty good just because of Milwaukee. We don't have those big ups and downs. But I think we see more entrepreneurship, more small businesses. And to me, it's kind of fun to watch because you see, I mean, just seeing a few of these restaurants just be successful and grow into a standalone location is just cool to watch.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of incubator programs that are incenting businesses to, hey, if you start it this way, we'll help you scale up into a permanent location.
And there's some great organizations in Milwaukee, kind of like a Generator, who's done a fantastic job with that, with the MMAC. People who are really encouraging that in Milwaukee. You know, we're not San Jose. We're not some of these other big kind of tech markets. But I think we've seen it, and we kind of hit above our weight level.
Yeah. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk. We do Thursdays. It's the future of everything business in Wisconsin. We're going to talk about the saturation of restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
And whether or not, you know, is failure embraced in this market?
Right.
Or is it like, oh, my gosh, this place closed? So I think we're also evolving with that.
A little bit of both.
Thought,
I think it's actually a little bit of both.
And I think that's really healthy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, sometimes things fail. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that. And then you get great new things. Think about kind of where Adam Siegel's gone with kind of Looping Iris, kind of how that's and kind of his success. I mean, he's a great example. But then others have failed. It's okay. I mean, you have to try sometimes. I always tell my staff, I tell us, trying is okay. I mean, if you fail, it's okay.
Exactly.
I mean, because obviously that's how you have success.
Yep. Learn from it and move on.
Exactly.
Right? So I was honored to be a part of the 40 under 40 class.
In what, probably like 1962, 1963?
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was
Let's see. I had to look it up, actually, because I wanted to look.
You and I had hair back then.
That's right. I choose to shave my head every day, Mark. Come on. I get up. All right.
All right.
So 2000, I think. Yep. And we didn't even have an event. So, I'd like to, if we can get the class of 2000
together.
Can go through the laundry list. I'm seeing a lot of good people on this list. Trisha Garrity used to be at Children's Hospital.
You said Chris Abley was on
Chris
that list?
Chris Abley was in my class.
Good,
so we're going to get all my class
together.
You guys
together. Are going
to have a
little
And together. You're going to throw a specific event for the class of 2000. But it's really evolved in terms of not only showcasing a bigger depth of award winners, but become a marquee event for
it is our number one event of the year by far. It is our number one kind of program of the year. It's grown. We get over 300 or so nominations a year. You know, we choose 40. It's hard, but we've really worked hard over the past number of years to make it something important, to make it a class that always represents our community, whether it's, you know, Hispanic, African American, Asian, every kind of industry, whether it's food, whether it's manufacturing, healthcare, to make it look like our city. And it's really worked well, and we get so many great nominations. And the thing I like about it is it shows hope for the future. And I'm always amazed at kind of what they've accomplished, Jeff. I mean, if you read what they've done by 35, 38, what the heck were we doing?
Right.
I mean, we were clearly slackers because we were not. I mean, I have a guy this year who's the brain surgeon out of the medical college.
Okay.
I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. Right. Nobody wants me to do that. But there's just some great things I think we have to look at and see the future of Milwaukee is very bright, but also the importance of showcasing them so they're held up as examples, but they also stay here.
Right.
It's so important to us as a community to have our leaders stay here.
Yeah. Well, and I think when you're highlighted, too, there's a responsibility put upon you.
100%.
Like, oh, you are, I don't know if anointed is the right word,
right.
But it's like, wow, you're a part of the fabric of this community now, and you have certain responsibilities to get off the sidelines and get involved.
Right. And actually help others and actually work with others. The thing I like about our classes over the past 4 or 5 years is they've all worked together on projects. They did, I mean, really helped each other during COVID. They helped some of the healthcare workers during COVID. They've done a lot of things together. We've worked on some education issues. We've made the classes active in the community. But if you don't hold people up as examples, they think, why should I stay here? Am I really impactful? It's a way to show that, but it's also a way to show younger people. And the thing I love, and I get this all the time, I get 20, 25-year-olds now asking me about the program, saying I want to get in. I also get 70-year-olds asking me about the program. I've even had a couple 80-year-olds, but I don't want to call them out on the radio.
A testament to the work you've done. That's great. March 18th is the event?
Correct.
We're back. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Pleased to be joined today for the full hour with the editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal, Mark Cass. The goal was 24 questions with Mark Cass. I think we've gotten through three. But that's what good discussion's
all
about.
We're on 2.5, I think, right now. Good thing we're not counting.
That's right. Let's set it up for future shows,
That's right. We'll do like 3 a week for like 8 weeks. It'll be all good.
So as you get ready for the 40 Under 40 event, which is March 18th at the Miller High Life Theater, correct?
Yes.
Obviously, a big part of 40 Under 40 is mentorship and guidance.
Yes.
You know, in terms of your day-to-day, what would your career advice be for aspirational journalists who want to crack into the news business, whether it's print, digital, or whatever?
I would tell them not to be afraid, not to run and hide, because there's still a great business, great industry out there. You just have to be smart. You've got to kind of watch who's kind of legitimate and who's not, and just work hard. Internships, I talk all the time about the importance of internships. You know, we've hired over the years a number of our former interns as reporters, and it's an easy hire. Internships are important. Realizing the options and also realizing it's not like the old days.
Right.
It's not like only print or only web. It's both. For us, it's understanding the web, understanding the importance of the media. I mean, there are a lot of people who are critical of the media, but they're still asking about the media and they still know the importance of the media. I mean, in Milwaukee, I've said it 100 times. Everyone asks me about Journal Sentinel. I tell them all the time, I love the Journal Sentinel. I want it to be successful because it's important to our city.
Yep.
Vital to our city. It's also important to me because it makes our newspaper better. I mean, no doubt about it. So a strong media is important to everybody.
Are you seeing with journal school kids coming out of college, is there more of a business background that they're focused on? Does that help them be a better reporter?
No, I mean, unfortunately, they're all coming out sports. They all want to go into sports still. Every time I do interviews, I actually had it earlier this week. I was talking to a student there. I want to go into sports. I'm like, well, why? Because it's fun. Well, yeah, it's fun, but there's road trips. There's late hours. You know, so no, it's really more of that. I'm always encouraging them to really look at everything, to get a lot of experience in college, to write a lot. Clips are so important.
Mm-hmm.
Actual experience. I mean, in the classroom is important, but there's no kind of replacing actual experience, learning how to ask questions, learning how to look at public records, learning how to be told no and kind of how to figure out how to go around.
Yeah.
There's no way to know that unless you try it.
Yeah. I mean, out of school, I mean, I was a marketing and finance graduate, and then I went on and got an MBA. I wanted to work in sports journalism too. And I got in a couple different areas, but ultimately it was working with the teams and kind of adjacent with the teams and being on the business side that made
it's glamorous
more sense for me.
It's glamorous. It's fun, but those late hours can get to you. And you know what? It's doing a great newspaper or doing a great website is as good or more fun, I would say.
Yeah, very good. All right, I want to talk, do a little more deep dive into some of the stories today at the Business Journal, and I want to talk about some of the journalists and publications you really admire above and beyond the Milwaukee Business Journal. Editor-in-Chief Mark Cass of the Milwaukee Business Journal joins us today on The Upswing. We'll be right back. We're back. This is The Upswing, joined today by the editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal, Mark Cass. Mark, obviously President Biden in town today.
I heard that.
Yeah.
There's a rumor.
You probably saw it on the way over here. Yes.
On my walk over, I walk by the Pfister Hotel, and it's all blocked off. They have the big tents up. There's already security all around. Clearly something going on, or there's something weird going on at the Pfister. Either way, but he's clearly staying there tonight. I'm sure I'm not allowed to say that on the air, but you know, it's not very hard to figure out.
It sure seems like it. Yeah, driving past and doing a quick walk by early this morning myself too. There's a lot of activity over there.
Yeah, this is great. I love the energy when a president comes to town. I love the attention. People don't love the traffic jams, but you know, it's cool when that. No matter who you support. I mean, I once covered Air Force One actually landing here and got to go out and got to see the plane and stuff. That was one of the things I'll always remember in my career. And it didn't matter who was president at the time. It was cool to see that, what that brings, who that brings, and the aura it brings. I mean, you just have to respect that.
Yeah. So early in my days on Milwaukee.com, I had a friend who ran George W. Bush's campaign.
Okay.
And he helped us engineer a presidential visit.
Oh,
so we had the president visit our office.
That's very cool.
And it was just absolutely amazing. Right. All the logistics and energy that goes into it. Overwhelming isn't the right word because it's just like so high energy and impactful.
And just think it happens every day, everywhere it goes.
Exactly, right. Yeah, they go from town to town.
Right.
What are your expectations for today? Obviously announcing a big grant.
Announcing a huge grant.
To redo 6th Street?
Important to Milwaukee as we redo these streets, as we've had this issue with driving. And you may not think that's an issue for our readers. It is, because if I'm afraid to come into the central city as a result of driving issues, as well as a crime, I mean, that's important to our companies, to our employers. So this is a big deal. 6th Street is a main hub, obviously, between the north side and the south side. And to improve that is important. Some of these other really kind of improvements we've seen around the downtown is important as we try to convince all the people who live in the suburbs to still always come downtown. And I live downtown. I think they should. But, you know, anytime you have an incident, whether it's crime or something else happens, you get the people from Heartland and from Brookfield to say, I don't want to come downtown. Well, I mean, if you make it easier for them, it's just so much better. And it's a great downtown. We have a really good downtown.
Well, and connecting the nodes of activity is so important.
North to south.
Exactly. And that's what 6th Street can do. I mean, that plan to go from north to south.
Yeah.
And in the middle, you look at 6th Street and Wisconsin Avenue, there's a lot of improvement that can be done there, too. So it's all got to work together.
It does. And it's important kind of east-west. And you also have to have alternatives to the freeway. And 6th Street is clearly an alternative to the freeway, as is 27th, as is 16th. Those are important streets, and to have this money is important. Now, I kind of wish he was coming here for the hop, but you would have known that. So
that's right.
I think you should write that. I think Joe and I should go on the hop today.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think so. Let's make that invite right now. Do the hop cast on board with Mark Cass and President Biden.
That would be a heck of a conversation.
Let's make it happen.
I like that.
He can pick you up right in front of your condo. That'd be great.
Take me right to my office. I could drop him off at the Pfister.
Yes.
We can make sure he gets there.
So in terms of the hop and Milwaukee's next hot neighborhood, what are your thoughts there in terms of the expansion of the success of downtown outwards?
So important. I mean, the hop to me, as everyone who knows me knows, I'm a big supporter of it. It's been good, but it hasn't been great because it's just one route. I think the first expansion, which goes to the lakefront, which starts in April, obviously really kind of important, but it's a small expansion. We still need the larger one that comes from the intermodal station up to the convention center and then to the arena. Think about that. I mean, if you came up from Chicago, you got off at the train, you got on the hop, and you got dropped off at the arena. That's important just for trend. Think about other cities you've gone to and how important that is. I think having it go through the Third Ward is vital. In my dream world, you could take it from the intermodal station out to the stadium. Think how great that would be, going right by the casino. That would just make things easier. I mean, I was just out on the West Coast for the past week, out in San Jose, and you could hop on their hop. It's a streetcar-like thing, and you could go all over the city, not just one route.
Yeah.
One route is good. expansion is needed.
Yeah, diversity of transit options drives development, too, and creates, you know, more density, which is good for everyone.
And I don't know why there's so much anger towards it, or so much animosity towards it. It's here. We're not going to shut it down. That would be even foolish, right? That would be stupid. Okay, so it's here. Well, let's make it successful. I know there are a lot of people who live in Waukesha County who said, I can't believe spending money. We're not spending that. We're not spending their money.
Right.
I mean, this is good for the city.
Right. We're going to continue to evolve and create new development pockets. You had some conversations at the CEO roundtable yesterday about 794.
Yes.
What were the thoughts there quickly? We got about 30 seconds.
Passionate for and against. The concerns on the against side are obviously access in terms of congestion. How do you handle that if there is no more kind of things we're saying and it's now a grade level? On the other side, it's change. If we want to be a major league city, if we want to be a big city, we need to take these big steps. We need to take huge swings. Even if we miss, we need to take these big swings. We saw it on the north side of downtown, and it's obviously worked. I mean, it took 20 years. I mean, it's obviously important to say that. So is that possible here? I think it's the number one issue out there, and there's a lot of opposition. There's a lot of support. It's going to be really interesting to watch.
All right. We'll be back with the final segment with the editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal, Mark Cass. This is The Upswing. We'll talk a little bit about a major downtown development at the Johnson Control site and a few other things. We're not getting through 24 questions, but that's okay. This is The Upswing. We'll be right back. We're back with the editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal, Mark Cass. I'm Jeff Sherman. This, indeed, is The Upswing. So, Mark, Johnson Controls International has leased a full city block in downtown Milwaukee, looking to redo the entire property with Bear Real Estate Group. You got some insights on that yesterday, and there's a big story today.
What they're looking at. I mean, you have to think about it. It's a whole block right off of Michigan. And, you know, an important block because it's had a lot of activity, but has a lot of redevelopment options. So you're going to see some housing there. You can see some retail there. You're going to probably, you could see a hotel there. You can see a lot of redevelopment. Again, as we kind of move and try to merge, what I would hope to see someday is the central, you know, obviously the central part of the city and the third ward to get those merged, which is part of the whole argument about the freeway,
right.
That's a very active area, and that's probably going to be our largest kind of new development. Now that the Couture is almost done and that Heinz is almost done, that'll be our next large kind of project. You obviously also have some projects over near the Marcus Center, which will come over the next couple of years. But that site over here is really important and could be cool. You have older buildings which could be redone. You have new construction. Kind of redoing the downtown again.
Yeah,
east of the river, which is good.
Yeah, I also saw a headline that, you know, Target is looking at new neighborhoods with smaller concept stores, which they've done for a while. And I think years ago, everyone wanted Target in greater downtown.
They
right?
still do. It's still the number one thing when I ask people, kind of, what do you want downtown? Target, Target, Target.
Yeah.
For years, it was Kohl's and Target. We obviously now have a Kohl's store. It took a long time to get that Kohl's store. Target is still the number one question I get, or the number one request I get when I ask that question. Will it happen here? I think it's a long shot, but I think it's still, I think the number one thing still wanted downtown, right in this area, is a grocery store. Mm. A full-service grocery store, kind of like Ascendix. There was rumors at one point about them having an interest coming to here downtown. Hasn't happened yet. Will we get a strong kind of really well known store in the area?
Yeah, because obviously if a smaller scale Target opens, many people use Target as their grocery store options.
So. I think you and I should call Target and see what we can get done.
I think I know some of the developers that are working on it. Oh, so yeah. let's continue to move that
people
forward.
People want that to happen.
Yeah, very much so. All right, so what excites you the most about the future of business in Milwaukee from a story standpoint?
I think there's always stories more. There's always something going on. I think for me, it's growth. There's been a lot of growth. I mean, a lot of companies who've done well here, a lot of companies who are still growing. I love the development part of it. What's happening in Westtown to me, kind of as I said earlier, has been so much fun to watch because this was, as I said, this was not much happening over here for many years, and now it's the hottest area of the city. I'd love to see some more action for our neighborhoods. I love going north into that area, you know, kind of up MLK Drive into the Brewers Hill. I love that neighborhood and to see something's going on there, but more. And then south into Walker's Point. We've seen a lot of things happen at Walker's Point, but there's more to be done there. And then going west into the Avenues West area and some of the things out there. I just love to see that grow. I get excited about some of that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I also get excited about our companies. I mean, seeing what Harley's done, seeing Kohl's, seeing our kind of our large companies grow and have success. Because when I travel, people ask me about Harley. They ask me about Kohl's. They ask, you know, those are the companies I get asked about.
Yeah. Because
that's who we're known for.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting to see what Harley-Davidson is doing with their amphitheater and kind of some of the community development yeah. in the near west
side. I
want
to know what goes on inside that office. That's still my question because I'm not, I don't 100%, I'm not with you, but I don't 100% agree with the everybody works from home theory, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
I'd love to see more Harley there, but I love the fact that they're reinvesting in the neighborhood and not leaving.
Yeah. Okay. Well, finally, I teased this question and I didn't get to it. We aspirationally, we had 24 questions with Mark Cass. We got to about six, but that's okay.
Maybe
we're
fine,
setting it up for future Wednesdays. So who are some of the journalists and publications that you really admire? I always like when I have a chance to talk to professional journalists.
I'm a big fan of the Wall Street Journal. I read it every day. I love the New York Times. I read that every day. In terms of here locally, I get asked this question. You know, there are a couple kind of journalists, someone at Channel 4 who actually I told you for our podcast we did, and he's actually on the podcast with me, which came out today, and that's Charles Benson.
Ah, yes.
I'm a big fan of Charles because what I love about Charles is he never hears the word no in his mind. He may get told no,
right,
but he doesn't know what that word means. And he always gets the interview with whether it's Trump or whether it's Biden, and he asks the strong questions. I'm a fan of questions. I'm a fan of interviewers. I love the people who can interview well, who don't take an answer of the people who kind of talk around the answer. He's a guy who so I really respect Charles, and I think he does a great job. I love watching his stuff. I think there's just a lot of great journalists in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of great journalists in Journal Sentinel. I think there's a lot of great journalists at our paper. I think, you know, it's a strong city for media.
Yeah.
And it's important. If you look at other cities across the country, it's not as strong. So I think we have to kind of respect that, and we have to kind of, you know, we have to hold that up as an example.
Well, a perfect segue to what's coming up next, Wisconsin's Midday News with Greg Matzik and Jessica Tai. I appreciate
Greg Matzik's also one of my heroes. I mean, I like live to talk to
and
Greg.
And he just entered the room.
And, you know, he never invites me out to his home in Waukesha County because I'm not allowed across the border. Hopefully someday I'll get out there.
All right. Editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal, Mark Cass, thanks for joining us on The Upswing today.